inspired design.
Pay more for speech recognition.
can find that the up to 35 years age group, we have a very good disliking for this point, like for speech recognition in that mode control. So we can emphasize on this point also, like, because it will definitely enhance our sales in this particular age group from 15 to 35. And I think that most of the users of the TV are belong to this age group. So we should look at, yeah, we can look at that factor also. So yes.
Such as 25 to 35 is usual.
Yeah. So and yes. If we look at this data, what are the problems consumers are facing with the existing remote controls in the market? They find that 34% of the consumers, they find too difficult to operate a remote control. So it should be in such a way that it should be easy to learn how to operate these remote controls, and we should provide proper manuals for its use also, so as that consumers could easily learn. They need not to have any much technical knowledge to see to know how to operate these remote control. So this is also a major factor to take into consideration to enhance our profits and sales. So this is all about market potential by me.
Okay, thank you. Phone,
yeah, sure. That's cool. And then what one was FA? The big one to get it on.
F5.
F5, and I press that again to get it on.
F5, escape will bring it back, and just the left button for advancing.
Okay, so I'm the interface. I'm sorry, I'm user interface. Sorry. I'm concerned with what effect the operator should have on the user, and I want to point out that our motto put the fashion in electronics, so obviously we as a company we want to make our products trendy and fashion, so big concern about this. Okay, and how do I press just the next button? The
Just the
arrow?
left there.
Okay.
Left.
So I looked at existing designs, and also the information that Raj gave us was very useful about what people like or dislike. And what people fashionable, because we said people between 25 and 30
I noticed we're talking about speech recognition and whistling, and I was just curious to know, have we done any research into how many people can whistle? Or if is that a function we want in the remote? I don't, but I know a lot of people do, right? Yeah, just I mean it has to be a certain kind of whistle too, right? That's costly though. A much easier thing is just any loud noise, like clapping, shouting, you know. And then would the response be it beeps back at you or something? Okay. Well, let me set this up. So I plug it in, press F5, function F5. Well, function F8. Okay. I think it's just to lock it in. It's got it. Okay. So as the industrial designer, my job is to take in input from you guys. So it's good you went first. And I jotted down some notes as to what are the needs and what kind of novel features we can add to differentiate our product from the others. So Raj told us that consumers are willing to spend more for fancy products. And he also mentioned that the current products don't always match users' operating behavior. A lot of the buttons aren't used. And he mentioned that they're not fun to use. And a novel feature, which we just brought up, was this automatic speech recognition feature or noise detection feature for when you lose your remote. There could be a little microphone on it, and any noise over a certain threshold, it'll pick up as a distress signal from you, and it'll beep back and say, you know, oh, here I am, or something of the sort. Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, maybe you could have a, that would be a consideration to take into account, yes. Yeah, well, that's for later down the road. And then as for the user interface, it should be trendy, and not computery, right? So more low tech and not too many buttons. So I took these all into consideration. And also, I have some limitations from the boss, right? And practical limitations, which I kind of threw out the window. And so I did a little research, and unfortunately, all I had to work on was our corporate archives of the great products we've made before, which include, you know, spacecraft, coffee makers, and bullet trains, or high-speed train. Right, and having personally worked with all these products, I have a great deal of experience with industrial design of these. Right, so I figured, just put them all together. You got a caffeine-powered space shuttle train transport to your TV, and as for the user interface problem, you know, too many buttons. Give it one button. And it's you know, for the cowboy and all of us, just I'm not quite sure what the function is there, but it's a I mean you could have a you know right. So I think I missed the budget thing. It was 50 million euros, and we gotta sell 25 of them, right? Okay. Okay, so I mixed those numbers. Okay. Well, I guess more realistically then, we need a product that's got some kind of nifty outer casing, cheap plastic, you know, that should be just like a tenth of the price maybe or less. an energy source, which would probably just be your regular batteries. We don't want
to
have it. Yeah, we could do that too. I hadn't thought of that. But yeah. Right. Right. So the user interface, the canonical user interface for these would be just a bunch of buttons. But since we're a cutting edge company, we of course will have alternatives like speech recognition, whistling recognition, and rocket power behind our product. And lastly, the transmission interface is just some engineering thing you don't have to worry about. So here's, you know, a great schematic that my apprentice designer gave me. As you can see, the remote control have parts, and those parts look like that. And, you know, it's got a little operating procedure that looks something like that. And I suppose we all know how it works because we've all used it, and we wouldn't be in a company designing remote controls if we didn't know what they were. So, personal preferences, I think programmable options, which just require a small amount of memory, non-volatile memory, just so the user can put in their favorite channels and maybe their preferred volume settings so that when they turn it on, it's not blasting. Oh, okay. And the bells and whistles that we mentioned, you know, they take more budgeting, more technical expenditure of effort, and it's also much more likely to not work if we add these bells and whistles. That's all I got. Ooh, this is tight. I don't think you need to screw it in. Just push it. Yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People, they find that the remote controls are often lost somewhere in the room. But
lost.
Yeah, are lost, and means they forget where they have kept the remote control last time.
Mm-hmm.
But if we add speech recognition as well as glow in the dark, then both these factors will help them locating their remote control. Like if they come and speak something and the remote control replies to something, and it glows in the dark, both these factors, both these points will help them to locate where they have kept this remote control, and this will definitely enhance our market sales. So we should take it into consideration.
Well,
speech recognition.
Oh, it's. There was a remote control that came out 2 years ago that had some basic speech recognition on it. You could program it with your channels, and then you say, you know, like BBC One, and it goes to that channel. Yeah, it didn't work very well, though, because of this noise interference problem. They mentioned, you know, if the television says you are listening to BBC One. Right. And so there's a lot of this. You'd be watching the TV, and then all of a sudden it'd pick up a noise and turn it off, or you know, or turn the volume off or something. But if you can work around that noise problem.
Well, what about this might get a bit too expensive actually, but what about something that's built into the TV that you can press and it'll send out a little signal, you know, like the ones that we can't hear or something.
Yeah.
That will activate the remote control start.
Right. Right, and then it would do just, you know, subtractive kind of cancellation of the noise. What you could do then would be you have a remote control by the TV speaker, or not a remote, I'm sorry, a microphone by the TV speaker and a transmitter there that sends back to your remote, because you can't expect the television manufacturers to put that feature into their TVs. But yeah, then you have like a little separate module by the TV speaker, which. Right, and then the remote control will know what's being produced by the television. Right. Yeah, that's certainly possible. Then another thing is about this losing the remote and trying to find it again. If you do have this sort of speech interface to it, you don't even need to find it. You just say, you know, whatever you want the remote for, you know, to change a channel or to turn the TV on and off. You just shout your command to it, and it would do it for you. If it's within, you know, within hearing range, and you know, it could be somewhere in the room that you have no idea where it is, and it would still do its job. Well, hopefully we're ahead of the curve.
Thank you.
Maybe not even all of it, because we said colours and fashion were important, so maybe just like a little line that's kind of around the outside and can make the rest different.
Yeah, no, the material's cheap, but it's just the glow in the dark material needs some light to charge it, you know? And then if you're sitting in the dark for too long, it won't glow anymore. Right. Right. Yeah, we're getting a lot of features now. I think. Yeah. Well, I think a consideration too is that these remotes get abused a lot. You know, they get thrown around. There's a good chance the TFT screen would break or get damaged. They're pretty fragile. Oh no, it's much cheaper than the TFT. It's just a microphone and some integrated circuits. And it'd be a small vocabulary speech recognition system, like a Yeah. So it should be when you save on your desktop. So go save as, and then hit that little folder up thing again. All the way to the top. Yeah, it's up to desktop. Right, and then project documents.
And I'll
Did you get my email? Okay. Just making sure. We could go we could go completely out of the box and make the thing a big red ball, foam ball, and it's got the thing on the inside, and there's no buttons at all. It's always on, and you just yell at it, and it works. And then children will love it. Oh, yellow ball, right. I've been using up the pages. Another questionnaire.